Crop Watch, brought to you by Crary Industries and Ag Country Farm Credit Services.
Our first stop on Crop Watch in the Kennedy, Minnesota area, visiting with Rob Running. And Rob, looks like crops around here are coming nice.
Oh, they're coming very nice. We hadn't really had a decent rain all spring until this last weekend. Now we got a very nice rain. But they were coming pretty nice before that. The wheat, a lot of the wheat got in on the frost with a little frost coming out. So even without rain, it was coming pretty nice. Now all the crops, I mean, most everybody in the, especially the western half of Kitson County, got planted before this rain. East side maybe struggled a little bit with some areas of frost coming out, but for the most part, I think got planted.
What's top of mind for everybody right now?
Yeah, we're moving into weed control, looking for flea beetles and canola. Right now the plants are pretty sensitive. They're small. They're kind of at the stage where some of the seed treatment might be running out. So guys are checking and wondering about flea beetles. But yeah, I think everybody's pretty much ramping up to get started on their weed control. We've got some winter wheat that we're going to have to probably take care of that pretty soon. Small grains are growing very nicely, and it won't be long.
I noticed, too, on the way up, starting to see corn spiking out of the ground already, and sugar beets are coming up. So, like I said, everything in this area looks like it's coming really nice.
Yeah, you know, we had some troubles with wind in some of the, you know, like the sugar beet stands early on. Some guys were worried. I think they're coming, you know, really nice now. We had, you know, probably only half our soybeans got into moisture at planting time, so we really needed a nice rain. I think some of the other crops are similar. So this was an incredibly beneficial rain that we got last week.
Our next stop on Crop Watch in the Hetlock, Humboldt, Minnesota area, visiting with Dan Youngren. And Dan, crop all in?
Crop is all in, yes. We've been in for quite some time now, better part of probably almost 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks on our beets, and the beans got finished up 10, 12 days ago.
Everything coming out of the ground okay?
Everything is slowly coming out of the ground. We finally got some very beneficial rains that we certainly needed. The beets are suspect right now, waiting another couple, 3 days to see what kind of emergence we have. We're having some issues north of where we're standing right now, up north of Humboldt. A lot of beets have probably got some wind damage, maybe got buried a little too deep in the blow dirt. But hopefully optimistic in our neck of the woods that things are going to be fine, but we'll know in another couple days.
Sure. And I imagine the weeds are coming too?
They have started to come, which means the sprayers will be rolling here in the next week, I would imagine.
Our next stop on Crop Watch, we are in the Carlstead, Minnesota area, visiting with Kurt Ockery. And Kurt, sounds like you just about got things wrapped up here as far as planting.
Yes, we're down to about 35 acres of soybeans left on a couple fields, just a couple wet areas that we just haven't been able to get through yet. They just need some time to dry.
Sure. What's the rest of the crops looking like?
It's coming along. The grain, most of the grain is up, and the beans are just starting to pop through. And I think they have great potential.
Sure. You put any more wheat in than normal or not?
No, same amount. Basically, it's all wheat and beans, about half of each. And it's all seed production. And so we just try and keep our rotation that way.
Okay. You started weed control yet at all, or is the wheat up not high enough?
Yeah, actually, we are spraying a little bit right now this morning. Some wild oat patches. But otherwise, I'm guessing it'll be another week or 10 days before we get too far onto that.
Sure. Seen any emergence in the beans yet or not?
Yes. Actually, I just saw this morning there were some that are popping through, so that's exciting to see.
Yep. How are you sitting on moisture right now?
We got about anywhere from half to three quarters of an inch of rain here over the weekend. And actually, we could have used some more, but I know some guys have way too much. And so we're thankful for where we're at, but we could use another shot of rain. We did get in the fields a little earlier than we thought. We were thinking it was going to be probably about the 7th of May, and we started about the 1st of May, and we're thankful that we got basically everything done.
Our next stop on Crop Watch in Badger, Minnesota, visiting with Jim Rindy at CHS Ag Services. And Jim, still a little fertilizer going out?
Yes, there's still fertilizer going out. We are fertilizing soybeans right now mostly. Crops in the ground, I would say we've got 80 to 85% planted, and after this moisture now, it's going to be nice to get things wrapped up.
Mostly wheat, soybeans, canola, what do you got?
Yeah, wheat, soybeans, canola, some barley, and then now ryegrass. You know, this is ryegrass area, and we have a lot of those acres left to fertilize.
Are you starting some weed control yet or not yet?
Yes, our sprayer has started. We've started over in the Greenbush area, I believe we're spraying over towards Lake Bronson area today, and we'll be moving back east.
Yep. So it's getting busy. The emergence been okay most of the crop?
Yes, it has. After this rain, I think this little shower rain really helped, because prior to the rain, it was coming up a little bit uneven.
Okay. How much moisture did you have?
Anywhere from an inch and a half to 2.5, depending on areas.
Okay, so you got some decent rain then.
Nice showers.
And our next stop on Crop Watch, we are in the Roseau area, visiting with Amy Broding. And Amy, looks like still a little seed going out.
Yeah, we have about 20% of our soybeans yet to load out here.
Doing good as far as crops planting-wise in general?
Yeah, it was pretty fast and furious last week. A lot of seed went in the ground last week, so the rains towards the end of the week were super timely, and I think we'll have really nice, even emergence from that.
Did you get a lot of rain?
We had just under 2 inches here in Roseau, and in almost every direction, seems like maybe a little less, especially to the south. They were up and rolling yesterday, I believe.
You must have needed it because you're back in the fields after 2 inches of rain already.
Yeah, it really soaked up fast. The fields look awesome for 2 inches of rain. So, yeah, I'm excited to see what pops out of the ground here at the end of the week with these warm temps.
Is this spring, has it been late for you guys, or is it more normal, or what's your thoughts on that?
I'd say it's really normal. I'd say that it looked like it was maybe going to be late, and it turned on fast. And like always, our farmers put in the crop really fast.
So nobody really switched maturities on you or anything like that?
We haven't had any maturity switching here, no.
And that's Crop Watch, brought to you by Ag Country Farm Credit Services and Crary Industries.